You want the Fashion 411. So, what are you wearing?
Greetings, everybody, and welcome back to Fashionability. This is Emily Davison, and today I have for you a What Are You Wearing episode. Now, I thought I would do this because I haven't done one of these in a while, and yesterday I went to the Vision UK Strategy 2015 conference in London, which was an amazing event. And basically, for any of you who don't know what it is, it's the UK's biggest conference surrounding sight loss and vision loss, and it's where all professionals and charities and people come down to basically take part in the conference to discuss sight loss and all aspects of it, really, from, you know, eye health care to technology to socializing. And it was absolutely amazing, and I was one of the speakers for Stream 4, which was A World Without Barriers for Young People with Visual Impairments. And I took part in a drama program with UCAM Productions, and it was really fantastic to get involved with. And of course, I had to dress quite smartly because it was a conference in London, and I thought that would warrant me doing a little episode to just basically tell you how I styled myself for a conference, but also for any of you who may follow Fashionability who saw me at the event and you think, oh, what was you wearing? Then this is basically for you. So I wanted it to be comfortable because I was going to be on my feet all day networking with people and doing a performance and getting up on a stage and, you know, walking around and travelling to the event and from the event and everything. And I also wanted my outfit to be a little bit colourful because it is the summer and it is, you know, that time of the year where a lot of pastels are in, especially in UK fashion. Pastels are one of the biggest things at the moment. So I wanted my outfit to be fashionable but still quite smart for the conference because I was talking about my blog and everything after all. And Fashionability, of course. From the bottom, I was wearing a pair of light mint green loafers, and they were a suede pair of loafers, and they had little different size faux diamantes scattered across them, and they were basically just in a really sort of simplistic design, and the colour really pops out. They were from Aldo, and I can't remember how much they were because I got them last summer, but they were around the £30 region. And I was also wearing a pair of white fitted trousers, and they were just a basic pair of trousers. You mean you can get them from anywhere, you don't have to get them from anywhere special. So on my top I was wearing a white, it's part vest, part crochet. So basically it's a sleeveless vest, it has a rounded neckline, it was white, but then the bottom was made with this crochet design, so it was basically a little bit bohemian looking, but it was still quite smart. And then I paired that with a blazer, and it was a mint green blazer, exactly the same colour as my shoes, and it had scalloped edging around it, meaning that it was quite rounded, and it was quite a soft edging, so it just gave it a little bit more femininity. And it didn't have any lapels or anything on it, or any buttons, it was just basically an open blazer, but it had the scalloped edging on it, and it didn't have any pockets. It was 3/4 length sleeves, and that was from Primark, and that was quite a recent find. And any of you who are from the US don't know what Primark is. Primark is basically, I don't know what would be the American equivalent, but it's basically just a fashion store, and it's got relatively affordable price clothing in there, and you can basically get anything in there. You know, you can get shoes, you can get dresses, you can get swimwear, you can get pajamas, they've even got a home range. So maybe something like, I suppose, Target, but then again, I don't know because I'm not from America, so I can't really comment on that. With that, I was wearing a white necklace, and it was a long necklace, and it had a little white tassel on it, and it had white beads and silver detailing, and that was just to add a little bit of a bohemian touch to it because I am very bohemian in nature. And that was from Monsoon, and that's very recent. And along with that, I was also wearing some jewellery. So my ring that I had on was a teardrop shaped ring, and it had a mother of pearl in it, and that was from Soru. Basically, Soru is a company that designs rings, and they've all got different birthstones in them, and obviously mine's a pearl because I was born in June. So that was my ring that I had on, and it had gold detailing and faux diamantes around the edge surrounding it. And then paired with that on my other wrist, I had a watch, and it's a rose gold watch, and it has mother of pearl detailing to the face. It has quite large numbers. It also has cream sort of inner part as well, and that was from Michael Kors. And then my little bangle I had on, it's basically a two strand bangle that you wrap around your wrist and you clip, if that makes sense, and it was like a leather cuff kind of one, and that was from Eternal Charms. And then I had a couple of charms on it, so I had one that was in the shape of a starfish, one that was in the shape of a seahorse, and one that was basically like a little cuff bead, and it was basically quite ornate looking, so it goes out and then it tapers in at each end, so it's a bit sort of diamond shaped, but then it's quite soft around the edges. And they were all sterling silver, and they were all from the same make, that was from Eternal Charms. And then finally, with that outfit, I was also wearing a bag, and it was quite a new purchase, and that was from Accessorize. And it's basically a mint green bag, and it's got gold detailing on it, and it's a boxy bag, so it's quite structured in its shape, because it's got a lot of, you know, points to it as well, and it stands up on its own. It's got feet at the bottom, so it doesn't basically get all dirt on it when you put it on the floor. And it's also got a long detachable strap, which I always get when I have a bag, because I have a guide dog, and if I need to have my hands free for whatever reason, I like to do that. But I didn't have it on across my body. I had it on tucked under one arm, basically. Well, not under one arm, I had it on my arm, but I had the option of doing that if I wanted to, because like I said, I had my cameras out, I had everything out, and I wanted to be able to basically get it out of the way if I needed to, because I do have a guide dog. And that was basically my outfit in a nutshell. For my hair, I basically just lightly curled my hair. I had a relatively no makeup look on, so I had a light foundation, a nude, a slightly rose gold colour eye. I had a small amount of mascara. I didn't put any eyeliner on, but it was very simplistic, because I didn't want my outfit or my makeup to be too fussy, because I was at a professional event and I wanted to speak for myself. I didn't want my outfit to speak for me. I wanted to be wearing the clothes, not vice versa. So that was basically what I was wearing. Okay, so I really hope you enjoyed this episode today, guys, and it's given you some ideas of things you might like to wear for a conference if you've got one coming up. Please don't forget, you can email us if you've got any suggestions or feedback or comments about any of the episodes we do at Fashionability, either myself or Laura. You can email us at fashionabilitychannel@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter, so you can tweet us at Inclusive Style. That will be linked down below. We're also on Facebook, and we also have a blog as well, which you can find. And we also currently podcast on iTunes and iBlink Radio. So full details of everything will be mentioned below if you want to go and find us on any of our social links. And thank you all very much for listening today, guys, and we will catch you next time. Bye!